Certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win at Edmonton.
Here's McCabe, all the way, scores!
Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Thursday, December 9th. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260, the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. Hit me up on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. And today's episode is brought to you by Stat Hero. Stat Hero is the first of its kind daily fantasy sports platform where it's you versus a house in head-to-head fantasy matchups, winner take all. Sign up for free right now at stathero.com/hockey and use promo code hockey for a 100% deposit match. And yesterday I kept saying Thursday. I was a day ahead, but the Oilers are back in action. It's game day, baby, as they take on the Boston Bruins tonight down at the good old Rogers Place. Will the Oilers be able to snap their three-game losing streak? The fans here are not happy. Dave Tippett gone, Kenny Holland gone. I think it's a slight overreaction. Boston comes in 12-8-2, 26 points for fifth in the Atlantic. The Oilers are third in the Pacific at 16-8, 32 points. Boston's coming off a loss last night in Vancouver in a shootout. And didn't I say it? It's like, go to overtime. Let's get these guys more tired. And it was great. Hernan finally hit on something there. But Boston picks up a point, I guess, which is good. Get to the news of the day. Stuart Skinner is your starter in net. Good old Stuart Skinner is currently 2-4 on the season with a 2.70 goals against average, a 9.21 save percent. He started well, hasn't been as strong as of late, but he gets the nod tonight. So the young Stuart Skinner will be between the pipes. Your forward group remains the same from last game. Hyman, McDavid, and Puljujarvi. RNH with Draisaitl and Yamamoto. Fogle with McLeod and Cassian. Shore with Ryan and Sevier. Benson and Turris remain out. Perlini cleared waivers, so he's on his way to Bakersfield. Defensively, Nurse with Bouchard, Russell back to the left, and Cody Ceci makes his return after missing a handful of games due to COVID-19. And your third pairing will be Marcus Nemelainen and Tyson Berry, and Lagesson and Broberg are out. A lot of feedback on that. You can see it on Twitter. You can see it on our inbox here at 10-12-60. Most people wanted Russell out for Broberg, but I get it. Broberg played well with Ceci, but Broberg's really struggled in the last two, three games. His minutes are down, and he's just looks like a young defenseman. So I'm okay with that. I know Russell hasn't been very good either, but it's Dave Tippett, and he likes his vets, so I'm not shocked by this move. I'm a tiny bit surprised there's not a shuffle with the forward group. But then again, what do you do? It's not like there's a lot of options. Seems like Cassian and Fogle are the only two guys that could play in your top six from that bottom six, and it seems like Tippett doesn't want Fogle in that top six. He can swap Yamamoto and Puljujarvi, but they tried it for one game or for a period, whatever it was, it didn't work. They're going to keep trying to see what they can get out of that dry line that needs to be better 5-on-5. And the first line's been fine. I have no issues with that, but I'm a little, I would have liked to see a little bit of change to see if they can create some sort of spark. But Skinner at the start, not a lot of changes to the Oilers lineup. Everything remains the same outside of Ceci coming in, and he'll play with Russell, Nemelainen with Barry. Also, Ryan Rashog was reporting that McDavid and Gullitson had a chat this morning before the skate. Obviously not out of the ordinary, but the power play hasn't been as sharp recently, so I know they met with the power play unit. They called Jesse Puljujarvi over after, and they're going through some things, so I'm expecting the power play to be much better. The PK has been good. They've leaked a few goals here and there, but both those parts of the Oilers games needs to improve. This is what the Bruins went with last night. Obviously, they're not skating this morning. They went with Marchand after a suspension, returned to lineup. Bergeron and Pasternak, their top line, very deadly line. Hall with Coyle and Craig Smith. It was Eric Halla with Frederick and Foligno, and DeBrusk on the fourth line with Steen and Lazar. Defensively, Forbert with McAvoy, Greslick with Carlo, and Riley with Clifton. Swayman did get the start last night. Look for Olmark to get the start tonight. I'll give you some stats on both goaltenders. We just don't know who's going to get the start. I lean towards Ullmark. Ullmark is 5-4 with a 2.68 goals against average and .911 save percentage. And Swayman is 7-4, 2.15 goals against and a .922 save percentage. And this is not the same Boston team. They're winning one, they're losing one. They're kind of up and down. DeBrus asked for a trade. Hall's not really having a good season there. They're not getting secondary scoring. Their defense is a bit of a mess. And we'll learn more about the Boston Bruins as we'll be joined. Well, we won't be joined, but we'll play a few clips from Steve Conroy from the Boston Herald, who joined the Lowdown Show today. And we'll just get a few clips from him talking about this team, get a better... We've watched them once already. Oilers took the first meeting of the season, 5-3 back earlier this season. It was a 5-3 win in Boston for the good old Oilers. So Steve will just update us on a few things regarding the Boston Bruins. Coming up next, we will hear from Steve Conroy as we get set here on game day. Edmonton Oilers, Boston Bruins. What do you think of Dave Tippett not switching the lines? Do you like it? It is what it is. Are you happy CeCe's back? Are you upset that Broberg's out and Russell's in? There's a lot of questions here. And how about Stuart Skinner? Is that the right guy to get the start? And will the Oilers give up a goal, the first goal? And will they give it up early? That's what I'm watching for tonight. Should be a fun one down at Rogers Place. The Oilers need this one. Just for their sake and the fans' sake here in early December. Up next, Steve Conroy from the Boston Herald on the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. No one plays daily fantasy sports to lose. Winning feels so much better, but traditional fantasy sports are a long-term losing proposition because you never know who or what you're up against. Stat Hero is the first of its kind daily fantasy sports platform where it's you versus the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchups, winner take all. And here's the crazy part. Stat Hero shows you their lineups before you play, and you handpick the team you want to face one-on-one. This never-before-seen innovation of fantasy sports and sports betting hybrid has Stat Hero players clocking odds that are over four times better. Sign up for free right now at stathero.com/hockey and use promo code hockey for a 100% deposit match. That's stathero.com/hockey. Use promo code hockey for a 100% match. stathero.com/hockey. Talk about how you recently reviewed some Stance items and how colorful, comfortable everything is. The apparel is very well made, super soft, and entirely unique. It's a lot of fun to wear, and you're looking forward to purchasing more for yourself and others. Stance gives you a sense of confidence simply by feeling good. Founded in 2009, Stance apparel represents a radical reinvention of socks, underwear, and active apparel with a sharp focus on comfort, quality, and creativity. Stance brings an atypical aesthetic alongside some of pop culture's hottest collaborators for the ultimate in style and self-expression, because everything you wear should be a direct extension of who you are and how you feel. Stance believes that the perfect fit matters more than fitting in. Those who feel good do good. Go see for yourself. Register for an account at stance.com and get 50% off your first purchase. Use promo code LOCKEDON at checkout to apply. Enjoy the color and comfort of a less ordinary. Enjoy the color and comfort of a life less ordinary with Stance. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. How you doing out there? What's shaking? How you feeling for the game tonight? Are you confident at all? Are you? I don't know how I feel. I guaranteed it last game. I'm not feeling so sure right now. Boston's not the same, so I think that's why they came in. I think they didn't even fly last night. I think they came in this morning. I heard something on the radio about that. They usually fly out the night or something happened, so we'll wait and see on that, but I think Boston's there to be had, but the Oilers are not playing well. They got to turn this around quickly. They need to get back in the win column. So we'll see how the power play does. We'll see how the goaltending fares and the decor now with Cody Ceci back, who has been really good this year. He's definitely shut me up. So I'm excited to have him back in the lineup, and hopefully you get some 5-on-5 and just more emotion, right? More grit. You just feel like you're into this game and start fast, something we haven't seen a lot of so far this season. But let's get to Steve Conroy, who joined the Lowdown Show. So shout out to TSN 1260 and the Lowdown Show for the content. Let's start off with this one. The Bruins defense, I like Carlo. I like Greslick. I like the big one there is McAvoy, obviously. They got Forbert, who's a veteran. Riley's a veteran. They're not looking too good this year. We asked Steve why, as they don't have the same bite as previous years.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing one more guy maybe on the third pair right side that has a little more oomph to him and a little more size. But I'm not seeing that as the big problem with this team right now. They can't put the puck in the net, and they're way too top heavy. I'm afraid they're going to have to break up that top line, which is something that they've hesitated to do for a long time now.
Former Edmonton Oiler Taylor Hall is in Boston. He's not having the best of seasons down there. Struggling a bit. So we asked Steve, what is going on down there with Taylor Hall?
Well, he's not doing great. When Marshawn served his three-game suspension, he got bumped up to that top line in Marshawn's spot with Bergeron and Pasternak. And he skated very well. He was flying up and down the wing. He was what you expect Taylor Hall to be, but still there was not the production there. He had one in those three games. He had one assist and came on a 5-on-3. So he's got to put away his chances. And now that he dropped down to the second line again with Charlie Coyle and Craig Smith, it looked like he was stuck in quicksand again. We didn't see that explosiveness, and it got to the point on last night in Vancouver where Joe Sacco had to drop him down to the third line and move up Eric Halla, because Halla and Coyle had developed a little bit of chemistry in Marchand's app.
What's been made about the goaltending there with Swayman, Omark? I thought Omark would be more of the number one. It looks like Swayman is, and he's got better numbers, obviously, as well for the Boston Bruins. But it's Omark hasn't been too bad, but Swayman definitely the number one there with already 13 games played. And there's talk about Rask, and he's back training, and he wants to play in Boston. So, I mean, what's going on here with the goaltending in Boston?
I don't think they want him to be that. But, if he's coming in maybe after the Olympic break, maybe he can be an every night guy instead of, starting in October. I'm sure they don't want him to be that guy. I mean, they invested a lot of money in Linus Ullmark, and they'd like to see him, pick up his game a little bit. But Swayman has been very good these last three games. His play was not great. He was giving up a lot of fat rebounds, and then he sat for a couple of games. And during that time, and whatever he did, he seemed to fix what was ailing him, and he's been rock solid the last three games.
One last one here, Jake DeBrusk, the local kid, was looking for a trade. He has a requested one. They've made it public. Right now, Jake DeBrusk has 7 points in 21 games, only 4 goals, and that's for Taylor Hall, 11 in 22. He's got 5 goals, so they need both guys to be better. DeBrusk was on the fourth line last night. Will he be tonight? We'll find out in the warm-ups. But just does Steve see this going down anytime soon? What will a return look like? But here is Steve Conroy on the Jake DeBrusk fiasco.
I thought it might happen soon, but from everything I've heard, Don Sweeney is not about to just give him away just to solve a problem. I think he's going to hold out for the best deal possible. But when losses start to pile up and you've got a guy who's requested a trade, that can fester a little bit in a room, and it's going to be interesting to see how long they can hold out.
Now, Steve Conroy from the Boston Herald joining us here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. You can connect with Steve on Twitter at Conroy Herald, as he kind of just teed up a few things here. Boston Bruins wise, their leading scorers right now, Brad Marchand, of course, he's legit. 24 points in 19 games. He's missed a few due to suspension, followed by Pasternak at 20 and Patrice Bergeron at 19. No surprise there for your Edmonton Oilers. Leon Draisaitl continues to lead the way with 43 points. Well, he's tied with McDavid now, both at 43 points, but Leon leads in goals with 21, followed by Nuge at 23 with 21 assists and 2 helpers. So we'll see if Nuge can get going as well. Coming up next, we'll hopefully get to some audio from the Edmonton Oilers, and we'll also go around the NHL to give you some news and updates and all that fun stuff. This is the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. Got beard? Get primal. You heard me right. Got beard? Get primal. If you or someone you care about has a beard, it needs to get primal. Maybe you're that guy who has never considered the benefits of treating your beard with product. Primal Origin Oils will stop the itch and make your beard look healthy and groomed. The products are free from harmful synthetic ingredients with low impact on our planet. Primal Origin Oils makes balms, oils, and whipped butter that are renowned as the best feel-in beard products available. All products are fair trade certified and handcrafted in the USA. The combo kits make a great holiday gift, and if you're shopping for yourself, you'll be glad you did. We know that every company claims to have the best, but Primal Origin Oils challenge you to compare their ingredients and the feel in beard to the other products you've used. We promise you will see and feel the difference. Remember, the code LOCKEDON gets you 20% off at PrimalOriginOils.com. Use the code LOCKEDON at checkout for 20% off. BetOnline has you covered all season for more props, odds, and lines than ever before as the football season continues the march to the playoffs. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Last segment here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, just ahead of Dave Tippett. We'll get a few questions from the, from the head coach from today's media availability with the Edmonton media as the Edmonton Oilers get set to take on the Boston Bruins here down at Rogers Place. Should be a fun one. Oilers really need to snap out of this three-game skid that they're on right now. A lot of things just not going right in these last three games. Stuart Skinner gets the start. I think most would be happy with that. I mean, I think the most concerning part is we're going to be watching for is how they start this game. I think that's fair. I think it's totally fair to be worried and concerned about that. You got to stop playing from behind. It's just so tough to continually do that. So we'll see what happens down at the Ice District. I'll give you some stats here for both. Well, you kind of know the Oilers are first still on the power play when it comes percentage and all that. They're still first at 32%. The Boston Bruins sit sixth at 25.4%. So you got to look out for that power play as well. They're pretty good. They got some talented guys. The PK, Edmonton sixth at 84.2. Boston seventh at 84.1. So yeah, this can be a tough matchup. Let's take a look. Let's see if I'm intrigued by faceoff. Yeah, Edmonton seventh in the league. Boston is third. So then again, we're going with there's going to be a very, very tight matchup for the Edmonton Oilers. But let's get to Dave Tippett as he met with the media today. And let's kick it off with, we saw a lot of conversations between players and groups and coaches on the ice today. I mean, it's normal. And when it comes to professional teams, like, they're always communicating and all that. But just what was being said, and obviously a lot of things are not going right. But here's Dave Tippett on just the practice and the conversations going on.
Well, we're just looking at different things in our game. You're always working on things that you want to can become a factor in the game. You know, we've been doing that all along. We thought we took some steps ahead last game. There's still some areas that improve. And every game is different. You go through, you know, we had a bunch of power plays last game. Early in the year, that was deadly for us if we got power plays. Didn't come through. So there's things that, there's experiences you go through in games like that you work off. When that doesn't go right, what else happens right? So you're trying to build your game all the way through it. And we have those conversations with players about that all the time.
One guy we said that would be in, and he'd be playing with Chris Russell's Cody Ceci, but here is the head coach. Just a quick update on his status.
Looks like it. I haven't talked to him. We were going to wait and see when he comes off the ice, but he had a good skate yesterday. He's been normal for over a week now, working out at home and stuff. And so he came and had a good skate yesterday. He says he gets through the skate here this morning, feels good. He could be a player. He's been cleared to play and everything.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to get the go-ahead here, and he'll be good to go. Another guy that's kind of impressing here, and he's becoming a bit of a fan favorite, is Marcus Nemelainen. Not the flashiest, sexiest player, but he's getting known for laying out some big hits. In my opinion, I think he still a little needs work on moving the puck and just having that confidence. And it's going to take time, sure, but he's not shy about laying out some hits, so he's been impressive, and he will play tonight with Tyson Barrie ahead of Broberg and ahead of Lagesson, and this guy might be a mainstay. But Dave Tippett was asked, what is Nemelainen showing him?
Big physical range. Yeah, he's a guy that he was in the discussion when the first group of guys came up, and then we got another injury, so he came up after. But he's come in there. He's an interesting player. He plays with a real purpose, you know, and a big, strong guy. We like his range, his puck movement. I think it will continue to improve. So we're just going to continue to look at him and see how it pans out.
Yeah, Marcus Nemelainen, the 23-year-old, will play with Tyson Barrie tonight. And then we heard it before the LA game, what Dave Tippett said, the practice before that game, he can tell his group wasn't going to have it. So on the flip side, he was asked today, well, what did he sense from his group today at morning skate?
It's always a little better after a day off. You could mark that on your schedule. When they get the scheduled days off for them, you're going to get energy. You know, there's an energy in the group because you're rested and you're... But that being said, there's a purpose in the group where we recognize we haven't, you know, we've lost two in a row now, and that's three in a row or whatever it is, and now it's got to be you know, we got to get our game back going the right direction.
Right, that's Dave Tippett meeting with the media today. Looks like CC's going to draw in. Nothing else changes. I already gave you the lines. We really have nothing from the Boston Bruins as they played last night. And I gave you some lines in the first segment. That top line is the one you probably have to look out for, obviously, with Pasta. That little bugger, Marchand. And, of course, the excellent two-way player in Mr. Patrice Bergeron. Look for Allmark to get the start. And it's always fun when you see former Oilers come back. And in that sense, Taylor Hall and then Jake DeBrusk. It's not a connection to the Oilers. His dad played for the Oilers, does the Oilers games as an analyst. He's a local kid, went to school here and all that, and he's demanded a trade. And I know here in our inbox at 1260, a lot of people want to see that trade come down to Edmonton. I mean, it's realistic, sure. I just don't know what you'd have to give Boston, but we'll see where he ends up, and we'll see if it happens anytime soon before the end of this 2021 as we head into the new year here in just over 20 days. How crazy is that? Let's give you some news from around the NHL. So veteran NHL executive Jim Rutherford is the new president of hockey operations for the Vancouver Canucks. The Hockey Hall of Famer is also taking on the role of interim general manager while leading the search for a permanent replacement to Jim Benning. So some good news there. Rutherford's got some, he's got some swagger for sure, and he's done some good stuff in other places. So we'll see what he can do to the Canucks. A minor trade as Curtis Gabriel goes to the Blackhawks. I don't even know who the other player is, to be honest with you. So, it's just a minor league trade. No surprise here, Jujhar Khaira placed on IR. Again, sold out week to week, so if you have him in fantasy, make sure you swipe him out so you don't miss out on some points. That's a tough loss for Pittsburgh. And Hurricanes, Ian Cole fined $5,000 for kneeing the Winnipeg Jets' Mark Scheifele. That's pretty much all games today. Toronto home to Tampa Bay. Montreal takes on the Hawks. Calgary takes on the Carolina Hurricanes, who will be here on Saturday. And Winnipeg is in Seattle to face the Krakens. But the game we all care about, Edmonton-Boston. I'm not going to guarantee it, but I do think the Oilers win this one. And I think the Oilers are going to win by a score of 4-2-1. Who should I pick to score tonight outside? McDavid, Draisaitl, you can pick him every game. So I'm always going to go away from those two guys. But I do think Kaylor Yamamoto scores tonight. So I'm picking a 4-1 win for the Edmonton Oilers. They bounce back and Yamamoto gets on the score sheet. What say you? What are you thinking? Are you worried? Are you excited? Are you confident in that the boys can get back in the win column? Well, we'll find out tonight. 7 o'clock puck drop. And we'll break it all down tomorrow on another edition of the Locked On Oilers podcast. For my producer Juanito, I am Hernan, the man talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the game. Go Oilers, go. We'll chat tomorrow. We'll be right back.